This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. law enforcement officials are digging into the background of the suspected Florida naval station shooter. VOA's Mariama Diallo reports they hope to determine the Saudi Air Force officer's motive and whether it is connected to terrorism.
The violent incident took place at Florida's Naval Air Station, Pensacola.
Approximately 6:30 a.m., we got the call there was an active shooter in one of our buildings.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says authorities are investigating the incident.
Obviously, you know, when you have a foreign national involved, particularly in that part of the world, the investigation is obviously going to be different than if it were just somebody from a local community.
According to the Naval Air Station's website, the Florida installation employs more than 16,000 military and 7,400 civilian personnel. They have always welcomed international students. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Washington.
In Hawaii, military officials say the U.S. Navy sailor who fatally shot two people at Pearl Harbor before killing himself was unhappy with his commanders and had been undergoing counseling. The White House says it will not participate in impeachment hearings against U.S. President Donald Trump in the House of Representatives next week. AP's Mike Rossia has more.
The White House indicates it will not participate in the next impeachment hearing scheduled for Monday. A letter from White House counsel Pat Cipollone addressed to Representative Gerald Nadler, the Democratic chairman of the Judiciary Committee, did not expressly state the White House's refusal to participate. But Cipollone wrote that House Democrats are wasting America's time with what he termed a charade. The Judiciary Committee had given the White House until Friday evening to declare whether or not it intended to have legal representation at a hearing scheduled for Monday morning. Mike Gracia, Washington.
For news on the go, download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A U.S. official says talks with the Taliban resumed today in Qatar. The new negotiations come 3 months after President Trump abruptly halted diplomatic efforts to end America's longest war. A woman in northern India was set on fire as she was going to a court hearing for a rape case she had filed months ago. She has died. She died on the same day that four men who were suspects in a rape case in southern India were shot dead by police. They were suspects in the rape of a 27-year-old veterinarian. Authorities say the suspect set her body on fire after raping her. This woman supports the police shooting.
What he has done will bring out more women to safety and they will get more strength and they will feel that India is a safer country because we have a police. We have police who can support women, who can safeguard women from these kind of stuff.
According to the latest Indian government figures, more than 33,000 rape cases were reported in 2017, an average of more than 90 incidents every day. Iraqi officials have raised Friday's death toll to 25 protesters killed and over 130 wounded after a bloody night of attacks by unknown gunmen. They targeted anti-government demonstrations in Baghdad. Australian authorities say several Australian bushfires have combined to form a megafire that is burning out of control north of Sydney. The blaze is burning across 300,000 hectares within an hour's drive of Australia's largest city, which has enveloped it in a soup of toxic smoke. A jury has found Elon Musk not guilty of defaming a British caver who helped in last year's rescue of trapped Thai schoolboys. Musk had called him a pedo guy. Vernon Unsworth sought $190 million in damages from the Tesla founder, arguing that the tweet damaged his reputation.
Well, I came here for a verdict. Unfortunately, it's not gone the way we wished. I respect the jury's decision. And I'd like to personally thank my lawyers who've been absolutely awesome.
His attorney, Mark Stevens, says the verdict is not good for society.
It is now said by this jury that insults, however grave, however unpleasant, are completely open season on social media, on Twitter. That is not going to be a good outcome for society.
Speaking to reporters after the jury reached its decision, Musk said his faith in humanity is restored. Strikes disrupted weekend travel around France Saturday as truckers blocked highways and most trains remained at a standstill. The strikers are protesting the government's plan to redesign the national retirement system. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.